Well, who's that riding?
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. And this is the John Brislin Show. The phone number to be on with John, of course, is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Now, a couple things interested me today. One is, well, the presidential election for Hillary Clinton, I mean, we're pretty much already admitting that it's just going to be Hillary. There are important things that are going on in the world. There are wars where people are dying. There is an economy out there that is not recovering the way that we would hope that it would. There are families that are hurting. There are people that are scraping by in a very, very uncomfortable way. And then we are reminded by people like, let me get this man's name. It's very hard for me to remember, but do you remember the story of Malala, the Afghani girl who at the age of 12 was shot in the head? And because she wanted to go to school, and she was standing up and she was saying that girls should be allowed to be educated in the world. And for that, the Taliban, agents of the Taliban, who were actually for a while up until that point been trying to do something that was called Talibanize the area, the people, especially through the education system. And part of that was to take any girls, any females that were in the education system, singers, professionals, whatever, and basically force them back into doing nothing. Back into the home, I suppose, back into wearing the little burqa deals, and basically back into servitude and the shadows of men. Well, Malala stood up against that and was shot in the head, and despite that, still continued to speak out and won the Nobel Prize, as a matter of fact, for her contributions even thus far. To the poor treatment of women, the gender role stereotyping of women. And there was a man, I heard the lecture today, forgive me for mispronouncing his name, but it's Ziauddin Yousafzai. It's very difficult. It's Ziauddin Yousafzai, if I'm not mistaken, and he is the father of Malala that I spoke of. And he gave a very impassioned speech on TED Talks, by the way, TED.com. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend it. They have incredible speakers from presidents to Nobel Prize winners and such, and it's the thinking person's speech, for sure, and entertaining at the same time. But he was on there talking about his daughter, Malala, and what she went through, and how at 4.5 he enrolled her in school. And it wasn't just to enroll her in school to be educated, but it was also to put her name on the books, so to speak, to make sure that she was recognized as a person. This was before the Talibanization came into play a few years later. And he was doing all of these things because he saw in his own family, sisters that he had six sisters, and what his father was not able to do to protect his sisters, to protect his father's daughters. He allowed these girls to be submissive and to go without education and to go from fluttering butterflies around the street to wandering the streets like little butterflies to the age of 13 being forced to stay in the home and not go anywhere outside unless escorted by a man, and to the life that you can imagine that surrounded that. Malala's father was inspired, you could say, to do something about it. Now, it's an interesting thing where when I think of myself from my viewpoint as a father, I look at this man, Malala's father. I'm going to call him Zayuddin. And I hope, again, names are important to me, and this is a tough one. I hope I'm getting it right. But Zayuddin, it seems to me, used Malala as a tool of sorts to further what he believed to be something that was a wrong that needed to be righted. I don't fault him for that in any way. It's something that needs a little bit more thought because, you know, does a father put his daughter in harm's way to prove a point, to further a movement for equality among young girls? Does a father do that? I don't fault him for that, and I think that was a very tough call to make, and it has proven for him at least to be arguably the right thing to do. It also got his daughter shot in the head, so there is a big argument to be had. But I'm going to stop there with the discussion of Malala and the movement, the desire for equality among women, equality that really matters. I mean, I'm talking to the cold, hard stuff, like the equality under the law to say that you have the right not to be raped, which, don't get me started, the laws in Pakistan and many Middle Eastern countries, Afghanistan, acknowledge the rape is a man's right. Laws are on the books. Okay, so there are serious things that are going on in the world. Like that, like children, 12, 13, 14-year-old children that are being raped, and the courts are saying that the men had the right because she was walking outside while unescorted. What the hell does that even mean? Crossing the square while unescorted. So, you know, the guy that happened to see her had the right to rape her. What the hell is that? What does that even mean? Crossing the square unescorted. There are bigger points. And I'll describe in a minute how this is relevant to the presidency and the election, the selection of our next president. There are bigger points because this man, Malala's father, Zayuddin, said this is not going to be the world that my little girl grows up in. And he did something about it in the way that he saw fit, the way that he saw to be best for his family. What about all of the girls that are out there that are the Malalas, that their fathers don't stand up to the social pressures to just follow the norm and do what has always been done? Like Zayuddin's father, a good man, I'm sure, but didn't stand up to the social pressures and had six daughters that never were educated. He didn't do what Zayuddin did. What about the millions of girls that are out there that are Malala, but their fathers didn't protect them? And those Malalas faded into the shadows. I want them back. My world that you and I live in, the way I see it, would be much richer. My world has been wronged by those girls not being around because their fathers gave in. There are things like the story I'm telling right now that I will go deeper into detail in shows in the coming weeks. But remember, there are important things to talk about. There are important things to measure the next president of the United States against. And it is not haircuts. It is not pantsuits. It is not who seems to be the most likable and you want to have a beer with. These are important times. There are important things to talk about, and we should be talking about them. At the very least, we will talk about them here. Stay right where you are.
So you wanna get out of the car.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Irv Golding gets more than he bargained for when he stumbles across the remains of a mutilated body in a park near banks of the Fox River. An uneasy feeling has descended upon the residents of South Elgin, Illinois, as they learn about the gruesome discovery, and it's not long before the bodies begin to stack up. Ride along with Detective Rick Miller and Rookie Investigator Officer Dan Keyes as they work to put an end to this sick and twisted madness. Take a unique look inside the mind of a serial killer and his macabre motives that compel him to kill. Cry for Me by Richard M. Awe. Available at Amazon.com.
The White House just announced that President Obama will attend a summit in Kenya this July. Yep. When asked if he's ever been to Kenya, Obama was like, "Of course, I was bored. I was bored. There's nothing to do. So I was bored there. Bye, Z."
President Obama is scheduled to make his first trip as president to Kenya this July. That would explain why earlier today, Donald Trump exploded. Fully exploded.
The White House confirmed that President Obama will meet with Pope Francis during his visit in September. Some experts are wondering if they'll discuss their disagreement over contraception. Then Joe Biden was like, "I didn't even know they were dating." And he goes...
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Union Records presents a world premiere release of the artist Jazz Muse album, Into the Zen Mind. Jazz Muse is known for his electric style. His recent EDM songs, such as Mind Chill and Mindset, have been gaining vast popularity. He has just released his latest album, Into the Zen Mind. Check out Jazz Muse anywhere that fine music is sold and get Into the Zen Mind. Jazz Muse.
Visit the website retiremetomorrow.com. That's retiremetomorrow.com. If you're sick and tired of the same old little paycheck, I'd hate to see you pass this one up. Whether you're a sales pro or haven't done any kind of sales, all you have to do is take out your phone or tablet and press play. Visit retiremetomorrow.com, where you can earn five figures monthly income in just 5 months. This is not MLM or network marketing and is an excellent way to supplement your current income or replace it altogether. When you visit retiremetomorrow.com, you'll be able to watch a video that explains it all. Create passive income, set your own schedule, get complete training and support, and take control of your life today. Again, that website, retiremetomorrow.com. RetireMetomorrow. RetireMetomorrow.com. Go visit and get started now.
Tell me who's the lady. Johnny River lady. Tell me who's the lady. Johnny River lady. Who's that right here? Johnny River lady wrote the book of the seven seals.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. Thanks for spending part of your evening with me here tonight. With me and producer Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, the crew chief to my NASCAR, at least until I can come up with some better way of describing him. Remember, we were talking about Malala and what she has done for the advancement of women in the world, especially in Afghanistan, and what she has done. When I say advancement, I mean, we sometimes in America think of something like, you know, some sort of rights in the workplace or something. And that's just not how the entire world is. There are a lot of things going on in the world where women are simply not allowed to be educated. And think of the global resource that we are losing by having millions of people who could be educated. The facilities are there. The technology is there. The teachers are there. But there are simply customs that demand that education for young people, for young girls, be prevented. So this is... what I'm saying is this is an example of some truly important things that need to be talked about. But they're complex. Let me say that again. They are complex. They are not simple. Now, I'm choosing these words because in a campaign, and the campaigns that are kicking off now for the president of the United States, in any kind of campaign strategy, you want to advise the candidate, or if you're the candidate, then you keep in mind that you have to choose when to talk about the simple ideas and the complex ideas. And in campaign strategy definition, the simple idea is an idea that people already know what they think. The simple idea is abortion. If you're in a room and you want, and it's a room full of pro-life people and you want their vote, the easiest thing to do is to say, I'm pro-life. Yay, everybody agrees with you. It's a simple issue. It doesn't need to be thought about. The people in the room already know what they think. They just want to hear that you think it too, you as the candidate. But there are so many issues out there that are complex. The education of girls in Afghanistan. The treatment of girls in America. Gender role stereotypes. Maybe gay marriage. Maybe it's parenting. Maybe it's the economy. Maybe it's the U.S.-Iranian deal and what impact it has on Jews in Israel. These are complex issues. And as long as we accept the conversation that is simple, and we accept that as what the real conversation is, then we are doing ourselves, all of us, and we are doing our children an injustice, a disservice at least. And remember, the presidents that we choose, the elected officials that we choose, what's the real impact that they're going to have? It's probably not going to be anything. Well, maybe even in our lifetime, but it's probably not going to be anything in the short term. With Obamacare, who's it really going to impact? Our kids, our children. Let's keep this this part of the conversation anyway. Let's keep this simple and think about who is it that we're protecting? What we're doing now will impact 10, 15, 20 years down the road, our children. At the very least, the children of our children. Or maybe you just don't give a damn about kids. And if that's the case, then I'd like you to go walk onto an island somewhere and somebody hand me a nuke. Because I find no room in my heart for people that will actually look at children and say, I don't give a damn. And I'm sorry to say there are those people out there. So with elections and the presidential election that we're all talking about right now, We must remember that as voters, rule number one is that during an election, you will not hear anything out of the candidate's mouth that is not something that they believe you want to hear. And not for nothing, but in my book, that's called a lie. That's called a lie. That's called, if you won't tell me the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, then you're freaking lying, right? Well, that's what campaigns do. And what does it say that Hillary Clinton, the presumptive nominee of the Democrat Party, Hillary Clinton right now is executing an extensive PR campaign to remind us or to show us or to somehow make the American people believe that she is, wait for it, normal. Ha! Okay, what you and I go around doing every day, she needs PR people to try to convince us that she's actually a regular person, that she's not the Beltway elite, that she's not the American political royalty, that she is not Hillary Clinton, that she actually gets it. God is my witness right here, right now. She does not understand what average Americans go through. She has been treated like a queen since 1992. The First Lady of the United States is not treated like everybody else. She is treated like a queen. And then she transitioned to being the former First Lady, then to the Senator, then to the Secretary of State. This is not a woman that's had to do her own shopping at Target. But now she's got PR people to tell us that she is. And here's what I'm talking about. Rule number one in all elections. Rule number one for you and for me, the voters, is to remember that during an election, they tell you what you want to hear. That's what they tell you. So why don't we remember? Why do we look at them and allow them to tell us things that just don't make sense? She's one of us. She's one of the people. She's not one of the people. She's elite and elitist and has always been. We need to look deeper into who she is and say, okay, you are the wife of a president. Where are your, you've been a senator, secretary of state, and now one, you were a candidate for the presidency. These are not things. This is not a 92, 2002, 2012, almost a 25-year stretch of her life where she hasn't been a normal person. And here's the question. Do we want a normal person? Do we? In the presidency, do we want someone who is a normal person like you and me that is directing other people who are the elite? Who are the royalty, who are the geniuses, the political machines, all those things that Hillary is? Isn't she best suited to a cabinet level position? Think about that for a second. Do we want someone who is, quote, normal to be the president and then take advice from people like Hillary? Is that who we are? Is that what our system is? Or do we want an Einstein who doesn't know a damn thing about Target, never been there, but can do amazing things with a mind of Einstein? Do we want the normal in the White House? Maybe not. I don't know. I can tell you what I believe the Founding Fathers wanted. I can tell you what I would want. You tell me what you would want right here on the John Breslin Show. The phone number is, how's that for a transition? Yeah, phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Coming up with a lot more. Stay right where you are.
Coming up on the next Alan Stock Show.
Victor Jakes with NPRI will join us from Carson City with updates on the latest legislative efforts.
Alan Stock, weekdays 5 to 8 on News Talk 720 KDWN, where locals come to talk.
The Riviera will be giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes during its classic cash giveaway this April. Play and you could win $10,000 in cash or a Harley. Doors close May 4th, so don't miss your chance to say goodbye to Classic Vegas.
After 15 years in Las Vegas, Dollar Loan Center is once again making history. You asked for it and we listen. You already know that we have the best deal in town when it comes to getting a short-term signature loan up to $2,500. Dollar Loan Center is now your go-to spot for auto title loans. As always, we lend more and charge less, way less. Get up to $10,000 on your auto title and up to 80% of your vehicle's value. We guarantee the best rate. Stop with the hype already and come to your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years, Dollar Loan Center. Stop by, call 702-364-LOAN or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval.
And this week, another potential candidate, Rand Paul, said that he's the only one who could beat Hillary Clinton in certain swing states. Hillary was like, that's ridiculous, while Bill was like, did somebody say swing? No.
Senator Ted Cruz said that if you walk up to someone and say Joe Biden, the person will crack up laughing, which is the same reaction you get if you say President Ted Cruz.
And get this, it's being reported that Hillary Clinton has hired a research director to generate positive stories about her in the news so that they can move past her email scandal. And it seems like they're really trying to make her look good. I mean, check out some of these headlines, these stories they're putting out there. First is, Hillary invents method for getting straw into Capri Sun pouch first try. Here's another story. Hillary forces Time Warner repairmen to give you a 20-minute window instead of a 2-hour window. Hillary meerkats Bill mumbling to himself in bathroom, wins internet. As everyone's meerkatting. And finally, this is the best one. Hillary says all guac at Chipotle this year on me.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Check out the Drones Den at the website dronesden.com. DRONESDEN. Dronesden.com. Are you in the market for a new drone? Or maybe you are thinking of buying the best present for your boyfriend or even your whole family. Imagine filming your son's soccer game from the air or capturing those epic views from angles never thought possible. DronesDen.com offers the best value, top quality drones from the DJI Phantom 2 to the brand new Parrot Bebop drone and the super duper DJI Inspire 1. They all feature an HD video camera, GPS mode, and everything you need to fly it straight out of the box. Are you a beginner drone flyer? DronesDen.com has you covered. They have drone reviews, drone flying guides, and top tips on making the most out of your brand new drone. Check it out today for all your droning needs. DronesDen.com. Again, that's DRONESDEN. DronesDen.com. Go visit now.
Attention all parents, grandparents, and anyone wondering what special graduation gift you should give to your soon-to-be high school or college graduate. How about the gift of financial literacy and investing education? The Early Investor, How Teens and Young Adults Can Become Wealthy, is an amusing yet uncommonly realistic book that is imperative for any teenager or young adult to read. The Early Investor is written from the unique perspective of the author Michael Zisa, who's an experienced financial literacy teacher, keynote speaker, and independent financial advisor. Michael teaches financial responsibility and the basics of investing in a fun but informative approach that includes simple charts and graphs to illustrate concepts. Some of the topics include being frugal and financially responsible, the incredible power of compounding, the basics of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, index investing, 401k plans, traditional and Roth IRAs. The Early Investor is an essential and influential graduation gift for your children or grandchildren. You can buy The Early Investor at Amazon.com in a paperback or Kindle version. Visit Amazon.com and search for The Early Investor, How Teens and Young Adults Can Become Wealthy for more details.
It's a Cajun celebration during the 12th annual Crawfish Boil Saturday, April 25th at Fremont Street Experience, featuring live music by Theo and the Zydeco Patrol on the 3rd Street stage, plus beer, beignets, Southern-style barbecue, and buckets of crawfish boiled on site. All proceeds benefit the Sin City Tigers Scholarship Endowment. Get tickets online at sincitytigers.com. Celebrate the 12th annual Crawfish Boil Saturday, April 25th at Fremont Street Experience, noon to 5 p.m. Presented by LSU Alumni Las Vegas and Sin City Tigers.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
And welcome back to the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Now, some important things to remember as we see all the bovine feces that we see. As far as the elections go, here's my prediction for what the Republican Party is going to do. There is probably no Republican candidate. I think we can all at least somewhat agree. There is no Republican candidate out there that is the obvious opponent to Hillary Clinton. Now, if I were to try to read into the minds of the Republican Party, then the party itself. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm saying that the machine out there that is the Republican Party that manages the strength of what Republicans can do, right? Republican Party. What they're going to do is put forward a field of people who have no chance against Hillary Clinton, such as Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Marco Rubio and even Chris Christie, and who knows what else, but they're all going to be in that category. And then there might be somebody that they're going to have to pick someone to actually run, and that's probably going to be the very simple answer, Jeb Bush. Why is that the simple answer? Because the money is behind him. He has his own machine in place because of the family dynasty. So he is the simple choice because of the money. And let's not get overly simple in that other way that I mentioned before. Let's remember that the money is key. Say what you want about what people's issues are or whatever. The money is key. So Jeb Bush is going to have the money, and he's probably going to be the nominee unless some bizarre thing happens, which with this crowd, with this Republican field that's out there as a potential field or as the candidates that have already declared, There's not much excitement. So it's probably just going to be the humdrum that we're used to. Now, if I'm the Republican Party, what do I do to protect the Republican values that I hold most dear? And more importantly, the Republican chairmanships that I hold so terribly dear because they are like money in the bank. They are the power structure that is the American government, and that's where I take home my bacon. What do I do? I know as a Republican Party, I'm the big elephant, the Republican Party, what do I know? I know I can't defeat Hillary Clinton. Sorry, can't. So do we try to challenge her? Do we commit resources strategically to taking her down? We try, but we only do it in such a way that those resources are going toward candidates. And here's the tricky part. We're talking about an overlap here. Toward candidates that in supporting the candidates on the Republican side, when they're done, they will go back to Congress stronger on a national scale, stronger within the House, stronger within the Senate, and thereby all coming together in the web that is the government will strengthen the Republican hold over the House and the Senate. Now, if I'm the Republican elephant, if I'm the Republican Party, that is very appealing to me. I want to make sure that I put those candidates out there up against Hillary that are going to come back and strengthen the party. You see what I'm saying? That is the Republican strategy. I see no viable Republican strategy to beat the machine that is Hillary Clinton. And okay, so be it. Wouldn't it have been smart for us to say, I see no viable person out there that has the capability to beat Barack Obama, and then we could commit those resources to strengthening our hold over the Congress so that we could check him? That would have been a good thing to know. There's always the people out there that are the idealists that are going to say, oh, well, you have to put up a good effort. Well, you can do that, and you spend all your resources on a vain effort. Now, I get you don't have to call in and tell me the whole idea that, well, that's just defeatist. That's just defeatist. Well, sometimes you put up a fight, but you hedge your bets. We can put up a fight as Republicans. No, they can put up a fight as Republicans. We can put up a fight as conservatives and try to create the issues, create the momentum, the things that are going to be talked about, and if that has enough weight with the American people, then so be it. A Republican takes the office. But remember, it's not simply who we want to win. It's that the American political landscape, let me say that again, the American political landscape goes in cycles similar to and not altogether different from the economic cycles. When economic cycles are down, when it's a bad economy, history has shown us that the American people tend to slide over to Democrats because Democrats will offer more programs to people who are hurting. When the times are good, then the American voters slide over to Republicans because the Republicans will protect the good jobs that they have, and oftentimes simply protecting them by lowering the taxes so that Americans can keep the money that we make. Okay? There are cycles. And there are also cycles to the presidential political landscape. And it is not looking like, unless some drastic shock, some exogenous shock out there comes into play between now and 2016, it's looking like that it's probably going to be a Democrat year. Can we predict that? Yes, we kind of can. Can we tell that the last election was going to be the election of the Republicans, that it was going to go wildly toward the Republicans? Yes, we kind of could. We didn't know that it was going to go that crazy wild toward the Republican side, but yeah, we could predict it. We kind of knew. All signs pointed to yes, right? The Magic 8-Ball even said yes. The Republican Party now is putting out people like Marco Rubio, who presumably is going to take the Hispanic vote, or is at least going to court the Hispanic vote. Is he likely going to be the president of the United States? No. However, he could put his name out there for the VP, right? Might be nice to have the vice president pulling in the Hispanic vote. Or Rand Paul, same deal. Is he going to be president? No. No, because he's going to go down the same road as his father. Bring up a bunch of issues, not quite the barn-burning issues of Ron Paul, but same idea, and maybe be a vice president. Who else are we looking at? Ted Cruz? Okay, joke in a box. Moving on. Chris Christie. He's an interesting pick, but it's not time for him yet. This isn't his year. Is he going to get in? My money says he will. And will he be an interesting vice presidential nominee? Yeah, he would be an interesting vice presidential nominee, mainly because, okay, you ready for a little bit of, you know, the technical political stuff? You need someone who is going to be strong enough conservative to make it through the primaries because of our twisted system with primaries and generals. You have to have someone who is appealing to the wild wings of the Republican Party to make it through the primaries. But when you get into the generals, you want to stabilize that for the middle of the road, the people who live in the middle, the people who govern in the middle, right? Where have you heard that before? In the generals, you want to try to stabilize your platform with someone more moderate. That's where the VP nominees, where the VP selection comes in. And Chris Christie is a perfect person for that. Is he going to get in? I think he is. He wouldn't have to, and he would still be a strong VP candidate. But all of these people, I see no combination of Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, or anyone out there that's possibly on the horizon that is going to keep up, that is going to do anything to get a Republican elected and up against Hillary Clinton. Is that right? Well, that's probably the political cycle as we see it this time around. What do we do? There's a lot we can do, guys. There's a lot we can do. This is where we push issues advocacy. This is where we push for things that really matter to us. This is, we can strengthen the immigration laws. We can push for, you pick them. Gun laws, tighter restrictions on certain areas of the gun laws and the registration, and then protection of the Second Amendment, right? What people call the Second Amendment rights on the other side. There are tons of issues out there that we should be talking about. The economy, whether to boost the economy, to do things to put more currency into the market or to hold it back, whether or not we want the dollar to actually rise. The fact that a rising dollar, if a more powerful dollar, what does it do? It increases imports. It increases imports and hurts the economy domestically. These are all things that are, you know, that we should be talking about. These are issues that could be talked about, and we could hammer out the details and start to learn what the details are. But a lot of the things that I'm talking about right now, I can hear your eyes getting glazed over. I know it because I'm looking at producer Clyde and he's looking at me with the glazed over eyes. Do we need to worry about Hillary? Do we need to worry about the presidency? Hey, you can if you want to. But we can completely check the power of the presidency by paying attention to issues, and those issues are fought out, are hammered out. In Congress. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. Johnny be good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play the guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, I said go, go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny, be good.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Irv Golding gets more than he bargained for when he stumbles across the remains of a mutilated body in a park near banks of the Fox River. An uneasy feeling has descended upon the residents of South Elgin, Illinois, as they learn about the gruesome discovery, and it's not long before the bodies begin to stack up. Ride along with Detective Rick Miller and Rookie Investigator Officer Dan Keyes as they work to put an end to this sick and twisted madness. Take a unique look inside the mind of a serial killer and his macabre motives that compel him to kill. Cry for Me by Richard M. Awe. Available at Amazon.com.
In a recent interview, the president revealed that he doesn't always get enough sleep. I think I speak for everyone when I say, good. Yeah, that's it. We pay you money to do that, so we can watch Dancing with the Stars and go to sleep. That's what we pay you here. You're the president, yeah.
This is a nice story. Homeless people in Rome were given a guided tour of the Sistine Chapel today and a free dinner. It's part of a new initiative called Rubbing It In.
Yesterday, Jeb Bush criticized President Obama's foreign policy and said that his administration uses schoolyard antics. When you heard that, Obama was like, is this about Biden's swing set? Because we can always take that down. It makes him happy.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Attention acne sufferers. Are you sick of using your so-called best acne medication that just never works? Visit rootsofhealthonline.com and say goodbye to your acne. This amazing product works from the inside out by creating a simple deficiency that causes your acne to begin. This all-organic, 100% natural product will not only solve your acne as soon as you start using it, but it's also a beauty product as well by shrinking your pores. That's rootsofhealthonline.com. There's no creams, no scrubs, and definitely no drugs. Order today and enjoy super fast shipping. Isn't it time you say acne no more? Visit rootsofhealthonline.com and be acne free today.
Are you sniffling, sneezing, aching, and coughing? You know you're sick, but do you know what to get to help you through it? Or maybe you have acid reflux or zits. Sometimes, finding the right stuff for what ails you isn't so easy. Well, there's an app for that. Dr. OTC. It was created by pharmacists to help you, family, and friends in finding an over-the-counter product that works. You won't find anything more convenient than Dr. OTC. That's dr.otc. Feel better sooner. Check it out on the App Store for iPhone or at drotc.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome back to the John Brislin Show. We're going to go straight to the phone lines, but as a little tip for everyone calling in, call in earlier because we're not going to have a ton of time to get to these calls, so we'll have to do the abbreviated version and start with line one. And Brian, you are on with John. Welcome. And, well, that's the abbreviated version for Brian. Sorry, buddy, but let's go to line two. And JD, you are on with John.
John, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I think you missed one of the guys who's the brightest star, in my opinion, Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin.
Who
won three elections in 4 years with every union and every government employee in the country against him, throwing money at him to his opponent. A guy who took over the state with a $3 billion deficit, turned the state around and rebated $1 billion back to the taxpayers. And his choice, if he is smart, and the Republicans for the vice presidency should be the young 43-year-old kid from Florida, Rubio, because there's a dynamic involved there with Rubio that if he doesn't win the vice presidency or the presidential nomination.
Wait, who's he? Marco Rubio, you're talking about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's out of the Senate. He cannot run for the Senate. So he's putting all of his eggs in this one basket unless he gets the vice presidential slot, then the only thing he might be able to do is run for governor in Florida.
Yeah,
but rebuild his credentials and have a little bit more statewide backing, a statewide government knowledge. But I view Scott Walker as the strongest of the whole field.
Well, you know, a lot of people agree with you. A lot of people are talking about Scott Walker. He's going to have a very uphill battle nationally as far as taking states that are union states.
What Republican would do that anyway? I mean, he'd be in the same boat as any other Republican taking union states. And I guess he might win Wisconsin, which would be 10 or 13 electoral votes that would take away from the Democrats. His notoriety in that part of that region of the country, I think, might extend to Michigan and Iowa and some surrounding states, because the man won three elections in 4 years, including a recall. So yeah. That's a pretty strong position that he goes into the race with. And the facts that, you know, he's a conservative, fiscal conservative, you know, there's some chances there that he can turn a couple of these marginal states, maybe Pennsylvania, maybe New Jersey, because you have about 32 or 34 Republican governors, many Republican governors, like in Maryland, that, you know, states are going bankrupt, and finally the libs in those states realize they got to get a responsible person, and you know, like Sandoval, who's a rhino in my opinion here. Who's going to contend for the vice presidency? But Rubio is a good speaker. He would be a good attack dog. You know, the vice president is the guy that normally goes out there and says the things that the president, the presidential nominee, wouldn't do. And he's a very. Yeah. I've been at Green Valley Ranch when he gave a speech, and he's you know, he's pretty good. And plus, you know, he has that Cuban Spanish background, and he speaks fluent Spanish.
Right. Well, you know, it's an interesting dynamic that you're talking about. And I'll tell you what, JD, I'll revisit it next week. But because we're running short on time, I just gave you all the time, and I'll address it next week, though.
Good enough.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, line two, and out in San Francisco Bay Area, World Citizen, you are on with John.
Well, thank you for letting me on, John.
Thank you, sir.
First of all, I'd like to say, if I was the Republican Party, I'd bring in this lady, Carly Fiorina. You ever heard of her?
Yeah, sure.
She did a job on the unions and on HP, I believe. But because she's the only woman running, she would clean house on all these bozos running around there saying they're going to beat Hillary, see? And then what I would do is, once I got her to win the nomination to run for president on the Republican side, I'd go ahead and reach out to Condoleezza Rice and have her be vice president.
A woman ticket?
Oh, yeah. That would make it tough on the Democrat side.
You know, it's an interesting idea, and I wish we had more time to talk about it. Next week, call in earlier. But it's
care,
all right. You too, buddy. Now, that idea, something wild like that would be what the Republican Party would have to come up with in order to counter the idea of the first woman president in the United States, Hillary Clinton. That would take away the female vote. And honestly, that's interesting, and that's something to talk about for next week on the John Breslin Show. For now, what I want you to remember is this. Say it with me. Remember that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad, because it is going to put up a fight. And I and producer Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, will be here fighting for it with you every Saturday night, 9 p.m. on KDWN on the John Breslin Show. Also, johnbreslinshow.com for all the shows in archive and podcast. Facebook and Twitter, John Breslin Show. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that right hand? John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.
AM 720.